Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Lick, calling in from Colorado tonight. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, and so glad that you're listening in. We've got a special guest tonight, two-star crown Christopher Taylor from California, brand new two-star crown in the month of September. We're going to be hearing from him in just a couple of minutes. But before we do so, just want to make a handful of announcements, mostly about events. And you know, the Atlanta event on Saturday was the final stop on our Ignite tour, 47 cities in 47 days. We saw almost 5,000 people, well over 4,000, heading toward 5,000 people. I heard a bunch of people on the line from Atlanta, you know, and in Georgia tonight. And I heard people from Vegas, and we were in Vegas, and I heard lots of people from California and Florida, and heard people from Madison, Wisconsin, and just all across the United States and Canada. It was a very fun tour, spreading the word about good health and nutrition and plant-powered superfoods and the Million Mom movement and gift card marketing and all the good things that we do. So thanks, everybody, for turning out in a big way, inviting guests, and hopefully this program and this series of events helped you to advance your business, or if you're new to the company, at least get you acquainted, and maybe it's the reason that you're on this call tonight. So congratulations to everybody who helped make the Ignite Tour such a success. And as we enroll new people, we build businesses, we see people advance in rank, and we have really, I think, the most comprehensive trip recognition program in the industry. Very few companies have more than one trip a year. We do three trips, one for diamonds, one for blue diamonds, one for crowns, and we just got finished with a couple of blue diamond retreats. So I was at the second one, and it was fantastic. We had a ton of fun, and there were some great pictures in the email blast today, and we'll be sharing more on Facebook. But you know, we went to the Sequoias, did some hiking, did some Tai Chi, had a little bowling, did some sing-alongs at the campfire. Just a lot of fun, and it was really like almost like an adult summer camp. And the weather was fantastic. David Sandoval was a very generous host. The food was unbelievable. We had a lot of raw food and natural food. And, you know, it's just amazing how great, good, clean food can taste. And we did a lot of mixing and mingling and sharing. And, you know, so people from Hawaii were talking with people from Florida, and people from Virginia were talking with people from Utah. And it was just a lot of fun to see all of the different teams represented and all the people out there. So, like I say, take a look. We had a lot of fun pictures posted on the email blast, and that'll be on Facebook. So, you know, those are things that just happened. I want to talk about a couple of events coming up. We've got a bunch of Crown Universities coming up here this weekend, this Saturday. I'm going to be in Denver, Colorado. David Scolpetti is going to be there, Dr. Dana McGrady. So David Scolpetti is a five-star crown. Dr. Dana is a two-star crown. John Altshuler, who's a crown, is going to be there. And I'm sure lots of other great trainers will be there as well. Down in Florida, they got a packed event, a couple of four-star crowns, Ian Farrar, Sonia Magruder, two-star crown, Marina Simone, a whole bunch of crowns. I know the O'Shea's will be there. I'm sure that the Martins are going to be there. I haven't even looked at the entire agenda. I'm guessing April Nye will be there. There's just a lot of action happening in Florida. So I guarantee you that whether you're in Tampa, whether you're in Fort Lauderdale, whether you're in Orlando, whether you're in Cocoa, wherever you are in Florida, you want to get to that Crown University and especially get your newest people there. You know, the main purpose of the Crown University is to help advance people to move from brand new to consultant, or from consultant to executive, or from director to diamond. You know, this is the opportunity to double and triple rank when you go to a Crown University and get the information. We've got another Crown University this weekend in Arizona. I know Mary Kay Mullally and Cindy Kelly, both two-star crowns, will be there. So lots of great people who are investing their time cross-line. So you don't have to be in Mary Kay and Cindy's team to go to the Arizona event. You don't have to be in Sonia's team or Ian's team or Marina's team to go to the Florida event. You don't have to be David Scolpetti's team or in Dr. Dana's team or John Altshuler's team to go to the Denver event. These are events for everybody, and I love the culture that the company has created and the Crowns have created and the Field Advisory Board has created, and we're going to continue to do that. So Crown University is our level two training. It's called Crown University not because you have to be a crown to go there, not because you want to be a crown even. It's because it's taught by Crowns. The curriculum is created by Crowns. I just saw the PowerPoint presentation, and it continues to get sharper and more interesting, and you know, there's a lot more interaction, and I'm really excited. So I've got just a small piece for the Colorado event this weekend, but I'm going to be there and looking forward to seeing you. Crown University's 4 hours of packed training, only $25. I've talked to a couple of leaders from different companies just recently, people who have come into our company or are evaluating our company, and invariably experienced leaders ask, you know, what is the training platform that you use? You know, how do you train your new people? How do you advance the business skills of your people? How do you introduce them to the concepts of network marketing? And, you know, when I tell them about Crown University and the commitment of our Crowns and how it's only $25 for such an extensive training, they're really blown away. And I know that lots of our Crowns are at events that are also industry events. So they're learning from other top leaders and other trainers that are not in our company. And so they're advancing their skills. There's a big event going on in Vegas this weekend, and I know there are a whole bunch of our top leaders. I know Brandy Shinoto and David Scoltetti and, you know, Holly Pasqua and a whole bunch of people are out there. And I know that next month there's another big event in Orlando. And I know Sonia Magruder and Dr. Dana McGrady and Christine and Jerry O'Shea. I know that a lot of these people are going to these events because they want to up their game. They want to advance their skills. So these are people that are earning lots of money. They have thousands or tens of thousands of people on their team, and yet they're still advancing their knowledge base. And so I appreciate you being on tonight's call to stay plugged in and to advance your knowledge base. So Crown Universities are a big deal, and when you advance through Crown University, you get that level two training and understanding of what's possible, chances are you can get to the diamond rank, and that's where things get more serious, and that's where things get more fun. And that's why we've created a trip, our Diamond Club trip, and our next Diamond Club trip is next month. It's November 21st to 23rd, always in Long Beach, California. We pay for everything but the travel for you to get there. We stay at the Maya. It's a great hotel in Long Beach. We have fun food. We do a tour around the Long Beach Bay. We do some drumming. We do the manufacturing tour. It's a great, great event. And if you're a consultant on the line, if you're a director on the line, especially if you're an executive on the line, you know, it would be a great opportunity for you to get to the diamond rank so that you can be part of this Diamond Club. And I do know that the number of hotel rooms is limited. It's a busy time of year in Long Beach. And so if you're already a diamond, I recommend that you reach out to Rodney Littleton. His email is rodneyl@puriumcorp.com. Make sure you reserve your room because we want to make sure that if you're a diamond and you want to go, get your room right away. So anyway, we've got Diamond Club coming up. You've got till the end of this month to qualify. And then we have our big trip of the year, our Crown trip. It's the first trip we're doing outside the U.S., going down to Cabo. It's going to be a ton of fun. It's a beautiful, beautiful resort, and you know, all of our Crowns are there, and it's a great opportunity to mix and mingle, and that's one of the things that I found at our Blue Diamond event is that a lot of the learning happens just by people talking, by people sharing ideas, by people sharing you know, their philosophies of the business and about their lifestyle and how they use the Purium as a vehicle. And so we had really very little formal business or product training at the Blue Diamond event, and we'll do the same thing at the Crown trip. We'll have very little formal training, but yet it's the exchange of ideas, the exchange of high-level entrepreneurs that sometimes can be, you know, a big gain and a big value, even in a fun you know, trip like the Crown trip. So anyway, I'm really excited about all the events that we have lined up. And then a big announcement that you may have seen in the email blast is that we are going to be featured again in Prosper Magazine for January of 2016. So for those of you who understand the importance of third-party validation, Prosper Magazine is one of the most valuable tools that we have in our arsenal, in our marketing toolkit, And we've got Prosper Magazine January 2016. The newsstand price is $5 per magazine. The best price that we offer Prosper Magazines at now are $4 a magazine, but we're doing a pre-sale on the January 2016 edition at only $3 a magazine. So you can get 30 magazines for under $90. It's a fantastic price, and I really recommend that you get 30 or more magazines. They're perfect for healthy happy hours. They're perfect for mailing out. They're great for face-to-face meetings. They're great as a new tool to give a new distributor. You got a new member who comes on your team, give them a Prosper magazine or two or three or five. That'll get them going fast. So get your Prosper magazines. That special price of $3 a magazine, $90, or I think it's $89.95 for 30 of them, only lasts through the end of this month. So please take advantage of that. There's no reason to pay more for the same magazine that you're going to get on November 1st. So October 31st, we got up through then. We've got this $3 magazine special. So a lot of announcements, a lot going on. We're right in the heart of the fall selling season, and it's fun to see people advancing in rank and building their business and using their tools. And it's important for everyone to learn from people who are having success. You know, success leaves clues. People who are successful, and especially those that are willing to share their journey, there's much to be learned from what they have to say. And so I'm really pleased to invite our next speaker on the line. As I said, he's from California. He's our newest two-star crown. His name is Christopher Taylor. Christopher, are you on the line?
I'm on the line, David.
Well, fantastic. Well, you know, I know you very well. We've spent a lot of time together doing events, but, you know, you're one of those guys that's not necessarily in the limelight a lot, and I appreciate that about you. So there may be a lot of people, even some that have been in Imperium a little while, that may not be so familiar with who you are and what your background is. So if you don't mind, why don't you share in a minute or two, just tell us a little bit about, you know, your professional and personal background.
Well, let's see. I was in business when I was 19. I was in a family business, and it was kind of a dysfunctional family because my father, my brother, and I were all in competition in the same business. So I wouldn't say that's cooperation at all. So it was fun for a while, and, you know, it was a lot of responsibility to be 19 and have your own business. So, you know, I realized that that wasn't really my calling. What I really wanted to be was an artist. So around the age 26, I sold my business. I sold my cars. I came up to Grass Valley to be an artist, not knowing even how to write songs or sing at the time. And, you know, it was just a lot of responsibility to have a business, you know, paperwork, accounting, secretaries, investments, all of that. So I moved up here and, you know, discovered network marketing about 30 years ago and really liked the products that I discovered, and I would share those with people, and I did that so I could get my product for free. So that's how I started in network marketing, and never went to college, never really worked for anybody. I just wasn't into trading time for money, and I really appreciate freedom. So that's the thing that why I wanted to become an artist, because I could be creative. And in this type of business, referral marketing, you can be creative. You can do it at your own time. You can find out what your strengths are. And it's all teamwork. When I had my business, it was just pretty much me alone. And after a while, it's just a bit much. So in this type of business, it's about building community, encouraging people, supporting people, praising people, and serving people. So that's kind of where I was. That's where I am, you know, back then. And so I'm just so happy to find Purium, the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
Well, you know, it's a really interesting background. You know, on the one hand, you know, being 19 and being an entrepreneur, you know, that's just a great thing. On the other hand, being an artist and somebody, you know, who has that kind of loving, creative, nurturing side, you know, a lot of people might say, well, that's kind of not a natural kind of business background. On the other hand, because this business, like you say, is about team building, you know, having that kind of nurturing spirit oftentimes can be a real asset. Why don't you talk a little bit about you know, building community, building culture, nurturing people, creating, you know, creating the philosophy that you have for yourself and for your teams that really has stood out and built such a solid growing group.
Well, you know, it's a team sport and everybody has different strengths and weaknesses. So once you find out what people are good at and their strengths, then you can work with their strengths. So we do Saturday calls. We do a lot of Saturday calls. I like to mastermind with people. I like to do three-way calls. It's all about cooperation. It's supporting people where they are, not pushing too hard, but giving some ideas that they can move forward with. And it's, you know, baby steps and, you know, acknowledging when they do grow or sign up a new person or whatever accomplishment they have achieved, to, you know, acknowledge that and to appreciate that. And it's great. I mean, I love it. It's about just helping people with wherever they're stuck or wherever they need help, giving them some creative ideas to help them move forward, whether that be read a book or listen to an audio, get on the, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday calls, whatever that may be. And that's what I like about this business. It's all about cooperation and empowering people. And
well, I think that insight is really important, and I don't know if it's so obvious to people right out of the gate, you know, that you know, because the first activities that you're doing from a business building standpoint are really recruiting. You're enrolling new members. And, you know, and I think that sometimes people don't understand that to be even mildly successful, but certainly majorly successful, that it really is about cultivating the strengths of people and recognizing people and encouraging them to move on. Why don't you talk for a bit about recognition and different ways that you recognize people and what kind of activities you recognize people for?
Well, I recognize people when they bring new people in, when they bring new business builders in. What I like to do, David, is I have a birthday app on my phone. So, you know, I want to know when everybody's birthday is. So when it's their birthday, I can call them and say happy birthday to them. That means a lot to people when you acknowledge their birthday. I like to reinvest in my business, David. I invest anywhere from 5 to 10% back into my business. So that could be anywhere from, you know, giving some brochures away to help people, you know, give some products away. I like to give barter. I like to barter with people. Like tomorrow I'm going to get a haircut. So, you know, what I'm going to do is give her a container of love. So
nice.
Yeah, so I just think of creative ways to expose Purium. You know, if you come to my place, I'm always serving smoothies. You know, I'm telling stories. I have pictures in my cell phone of, you know, pictures that I text people, that I show people. It's a business of stories. You know, I have a young kid that's 15 years old that had acne for years in the commute. You know, totally change his skin. So, you know, I share stories and I acknowledge people. I listen to people. I just find, is there any way I can help them in their business? So
well,
we have Saturday,
you know,
calls. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you hear the statement a lot, but I see very few people live it as thoroughly as you. And the statement is, this is a people business. And, you know, people hear that and they say, yeah, 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 it's a people business. Yeah, 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 it's a people business. But you have a real gift for slowing down and for connecting with people and listening to people. And why don't you talk for a moment, if you don't mind, about listening? Because I think you're one of the best listeners I know. And any comments about the importance of listening or the skill of listening and using that as a way to build relationships?
Well, you know, what I do when I get ready to call somebody, I prepare myself to listen and to get them talking and ask them questions so I can find out more what's going on with them and, you know, can we create a creative solution for them. So I'm just, you know, I like to talk less and have them talk more, and I like to hear what's really going on with them. And if you listen deeply enough, they will share what's going on in their life, what's going on in their business. And, you know, everybody's going through something. So just having somebody to listen to them is a real value to their life. So I work on adding value to people's life, whatever that may be. And, you know, Perium is the off-the-chart company with the mission and the products, and the people that are involved in our company are amazing. So that part's all taken care of. The other part is, how do we connect with our people? So it's a relationship business. So whatever I can do with a little quote, or share a book, or give a book, or loan a book, whatever they may need that I think would encourage or help them to move forward, that's what I do. And it's real different with everybody. And I try to, like, get down to their rhythm and their flow of their, you know, how they speak. So,
well, that's great advice. You know, I think it's really important to be a great network marketer. You first have to be a great networker, and to be a great networker, you have to have a true passion for helping people. And that's comes across even in this conversation here, you know, that you treat each individual like an individual. And by doing that, people feel honored and they want to be around you, and they want to give their highest and best, to prove that they can be successful, and you give them the space to do that. So that's really fantastic, Christopher. You know, you mentioned earlier the idea of freedom. And, you know, we have a saying, you know, wish makers, we call our you know, top-level leaders and people who continue to build a business wish makers. And wish stands for wealth, independence, security, and health. And that ultimately our business is really all about helping people to find more wealth, independence, security, and health. And, you know, health and wealth we talk a good bit about, but independence don't talk about so much. So why don't you talk a little bit about the idea of freedom and how Perium has given you freedom in your life, and explain how that manifests itself in your world and in other people's that you've introduced Perium to.
Well, what I love is that in this kind of business, you can get in your own rhythm. So you can take off days, or you might be able to even take off a week, and you can go, you know, enjoy life. And, you know, I went to the PHP with my daughter. Now, that was a real big thing for me. I could spend 6 days with my daughter at David Sandoval's, you know, Oasis Ranch. And that's a memory for a lifetime. So the lifestyle that networking can give us is freedom to spend time with the ones that we love. And a lot of people have a lot of money and no time, and a lot of people have a lot of time and no money. So in this kind of industry, you can have both. And it's a very rare thing, I think, in today's world. I mean, most people are working 9 to 5, and people that don't own their own business are just, you know, they don't have any time to enjoy things. So it's really important for me to spend time with my daughter, because she basically grew up with her mother. So at this time, with the situation I'm in, I can travel, I can do business with my daughter wherever I am, and I can show her another possibility so she can have a livelihood that is freedom, and she can also pursue her creative, you know, inspirations. And that is real special for me to do, and it's a wonderful thing to be able to share that with people that you love. And that's the type of business we're in. And it's, and when you're out and you're happy, you meet people, you're very attractive, and they want to know, what do you do? You know, people ask, what do you do? And so it's just a great, you know, it just, that's what I live for. I mean, I really appreciate, I can work whenever I want, I can travel wherever I want, and I can meet new people all the time. So I love the lifestyle. I mean, I could never go back to a regular job. I'm totally spoiled.
Well, you know, I love how, you know, you always turn everything into a positive. And so this idea of, you know, having the time and the money at the same time is very, you know, it is very unique. Not many people experience that. And so, you know, that PHP Academy with your daughter, it's that combination, like you say, of investing in yourself, investing in your business, and investing in your relationship with your daughter and learning together and having a memory and all those things coming together. You know, it's just a great example of taking advantage of what this business has to offer and being a great example. And when you are a great example, when you're having fun, when you are relaxed, when you're loving life, it's easier to attract people. And that's one of the things I love about this business is, you know, right out of the gate, you know, the better the transformation that you have, the easier it is to tell your story and the easier it is to have business success. And that continues on at a higher and higher level. And this idea of transformation doesn't stop with 10 days and it doesn't stop with products. You know, it goes all the way through to the true business lifestyle, and that lifestyle is epitomized by the word freedom. So thanks for sharing that so well and so specifically, Christopher. So I just got one last question for you to wrap up tonight's call,
okay,
which is, you know, you've accomplished a ton here over the last couple of years, and it's fun to watch you and your team grow. Any specific goals that you've got or anything that you see for Purium in the next 6 to 12 months, things you're looking forward to that you or your team are hoping to achieve?
Well, I'm looking forward to having a lot of adventure and a lot of fun, David. I really want to, you know, have fun and have adventures with my team because, you know, we work and we have fun. So I want to just enjoy life with my team and share whatever I can. And I just owe so much gratitude for my upline, Michael and Lucy and Ian and Kathy Aguita and all the people that are in my organization, all the leaders, all the people I meet. It's family to me. It's one big family. And, you know, younger being, I had a brother and sister, but my sister was 6 years older. My brother was 13. So I was really kind of a loner and an only child. So Purium has just meant real family. And so I just want to enjoy the family that I have here with Purium and have adventures and have fun and learn on the way and empower each
nice.
Other to reach whatever goals we have.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, I'm actually seeing your upline tomorrow. Michael and Lucy Mazes are here in Colorado, living the lifestyle just like you do. So they're enjoying Colorado. They had a great weekend traveling around, and they were in the neighborhood before they jump on an airplane. We're going to have a little time tomorrow morning. And you know, I find the same thing that you do, which is, you know, most people join Purium to lose weight or to improve their health or maybe to earn a little bit of extra money. So it really starts about the products and the money, but what it ends up being about is about the community. It's about the people. It's about the culture. It's about the relationships. And, you know, when I have a weekend that I had, like I did this past weekend at the Blue Diamond Retreat, or tomorrow morning when I get to spend some time with Michael and Lucy, or even just listening to you on the phone, Christopher, it's just a real joy to me to see the type of people that we've got and the culture that we're creating and the team that we're building. And, you know, I appreciate all that you bring to the company, and thanks for sharing so openly on the call. And continued success and continued fun and joy and adventure, and thanks for being on tonight's call.
My pleasure, David. Thanks so much.
Awesome. Great job. Thanks, everybody. Tomorrow night, David Sandoval, Meet the Owners call. Listen in. Same time, same number. Catch you tomorrow night. Bye now.